What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If you're listening to us live out east, if it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done... Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite iTunes.
Friday.
Wherever the fuck you're downloading us from. We are always available at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate every moment of your brain and ear hole time.
Danke.
We're going to be here. We got a couple hours full of right-wing ass fuckery.
Yeah, man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
As long as it's consensual.
Yeah, yeah. And what we're going through isn't consensual. It's from Russia.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or duh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or did you bring condoms?
It's Florida. We can barely put on a fucking face mask.
Please clap.
Sorry, what?
No. That was Jeff.
Please clap.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Jeez.
Let's see. Join us on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, or, and thanks for buying shit. Also, Facebook. Join our Facebook page anytime. We don't really check that for messages during the show. But hop over and follow our page on Facebook.
Yes.
And put up all kinds of shit there that we don't put up here, like memes.
Yes.
You know, we could sit here and describe articles. Memes to you if you like.
Do you like that? Is that what you're into?
Other stories that we don't get to here on the show. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to Amazon to buy shit, if you use that link, we get... a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Oh, zut alors.
Only helps us out here with a little commissione.
Yes, I can feel it.
God damn. Good.
Strap in, everybody. Pour yourself or light yourself one. Whatever you do. Whatever you like to do.
Fire.
Swallow one.
Yes.
Whatever floats your boat.
Right.
Responsibly.
Swallow two.
That's Shelby ringing in.
Yes.
The Kong toy, already done.
Take the red pill, or do you take the blue pill? Which one?
What are we talking about? Are we talking about the MAGA red pill? I'm not touching that.
No, you don't. I don't know what the blue one does.
I don't want the MAGA brain disease.
Yeah, yeah. Brain.
Or I have. I've watched I watched that ridiculous QAnon video that everybody's like, watch this and you'll learn. Watch this,
yourself.
And your eyes will be opened. And I watched it, and I was like, I want to gouge my eyes out for having given this any of my time in my life, because this is the biggest pile of drivel and moronitude.
It's infuriating, because it's not like these conspiracy theorist fucks read the news. They don't. They get their shit from other memes, their racist friends.
InfoWars is news. InfoWars is the only true news there is.
You don't know what's going on. The media and the news these people take in, there's no way they have an accurate picture of what is happening. And that's why it's so infuriating when they're like, you know, you got to open your mind. Like, no, I don't have to open my mind. I look at a bunch of different shit.
My mind is open.
Yes.
To the other shit that's real.
Yes. And
it's, not to just your stupid fake fantasy spank shit.
Yes, it's open and it's actually running. And I might not be excited to believe something from a doctor who thinks you can get raped in dream space and swallow demon cum.
The overwhelming amount of physicians, scientists, and epidemiologists worldwide say we should wear a mask and hydrochloroquine doesn't work. I'm not going to believe demon sperm lady.
This is insane. And that Trump, like, Pence met with these guys, isn't that right?
Yes. God. America's frontline doctors.
Mike, these guys don't wear masks. They're risky to be around. God, I mean, do you realize our government, what would happen if the White House, there was a huge outbreak of corona? What would they do?
Who?
What if the president would have it? What if Mike Pence has it?
I'm taking hydroxychloroquine.
Maybe
in that case we fully support.
Oh yes.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Well, wait, who is the person holding it together? Who's the person in the White House that cannot get sick for the lights to stay on in this fucked up country? Who's the one person? There must be somebody responsible.
No.
Give me one name.
No, there's nobody.
Not one guy.
No. Who?
I don't know. I can't.
We've basically been without a government for 3.5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Who's
the ones that are there are doing their best to kill it.
Yeah. I actually thought, who's the AG? Wait, it's Bill Barr. Fuck it. Because I went through EPA. I was like, no. All the little cat Betsy DeVos, no. Shit. Ben Carson, I guess. I guess Ben Carson.
Oh, come on.
Well, I know, I'm serious. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security, I guess, you know, they have issues, you know, so they're not holding it together.
Pompeo, you don't think should be in charge?
No. I just wonder who in the White House keeps the day-to-day going so we're safe.
Stephen Miller.
Oh, God.
Did you see the footage of him today walking at the White House? It's raining.
Yeah.
And he's walking with his wife, and his wife is huddled in the rain. His pregnant wife is huddled in the rain 3 paces away from him.
Yeah.
And he's rocking an umbrella.
Well, hey, she is. Listen, I think he should.
Now, it might have been that he was just about to go on telly. I think he went on Fox News.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, maybe you say, let's share the umbrella, pregnant young wife who just got over the COVID.
Maybe she doesn't want to. I mean, listen, if someone said you can walk under, you can share an umbrella with Stephen Miller or you can trail behind in the fucking rain, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. Give me the rain, please. God damn. Dog is
Faithless Friday, everybody.
This dog is disgruntled.
Shelby channeling a demon right now.
What's up, buddy? Does she want a treat or something?
She's
or?
Pissed at the Kong toy.
Why?
It was a bad stuffage.
Oh, really?
I have to get some of those bigger, fatter treats.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those little skinny bacon treats that she has right now. I need some of those big fat ones.
Oh, shit, yes. Some of those big QAnon treats.
That
big,
she really had ones. A hard time pulling out.
Right.
Fight a nickel.
A Benghazi treat.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. Oh, it's Faithless Friday, everybody. Strap in. We're going to have a few. Thank you, Shelby. We're going to have a few stories of the Christian lunacy here in this country for the most part.
Ganesh is calling in at the top of the hour right after we do traffic and weather.
Why do you pick on the Christians? Because you're fucking with all the rest of us.
Look out the fucking window. I hate that.
If it was crab diving broadcasting from Tehran, we would have different complaints.
Everything would be a little different. I hate that. You look out the window. How many churches are there within billion?
Too many.
It's a fucking fuck ton of these churches. Oh, God.
The headline at the HuffPo says, Veep Steaks final week. Dun, dun, dun.
Yay.
And then it says, Bass emerges. How many of these so-and-so emerges headlines have we fucking seen from all these different outlets? No offense, HuffPo, but I mean... it was Kamala emerges, and then Susan Rice, front runner.
You know what, though? Thanks for the extra content. It's something else to look at. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah. So it says Bass emerges. Karen Bass.
Right.
The story says how Representative Karen Bass became a leading VP contender. The California representative and former state assembly speaker has emerged as a leading challenger to be Joe Biden's running mate.
And I am fine with that. I heard an interview with her. She is great.
Yeah. Low key.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know that I would personally, I would choose, Kamala just because she's more of a firebrand, or Stacey. They're more firebrands.
You know, I
and
really...
I think we need double firebrands. Yeah. Joe's a little bit of a firebrand, but less. He's more of a let's build bridges and let's, you know, work together firebrand.
Yeah.
We need a vice president out there saying we need to prosecute these motherfuckers for the corruption they've just done.
Fuck yeah. I'd nominate my pick is Samantha Bee. I think she'd be a great VP. She's hilarious. Oh my God.
She's not black.
No, she's not. That's true. She's not black, I thought. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about Karen Bass, but I like Karen Bass and better than Mike Pence. And, you know, and I'm sure her politics are fucking great. Why not?
I like Billy the Singing Bass better than Mike Pence for vice president.
My pick is Susan Rice.
Billy the Singing Bass? Bobby, what's the name of the bass?
Billy.
That you press the button and it sings Christmas songs.
Got it. Did that guy... There's a patent, right, for that, for a rubber fish.
Big Mouth Billy Bass, yeah.
Yeah. A rubber fish that moves his head when it sings Don't Break My Heart or what?
It's a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the original was.
Right.
I thought it was a Christmas.
Don't worry, be happy.
Be happy.
There you go.
Yeah, the slave children in probably like Thailand that were making these, that make these all day, they got them. What the fuck is going on in America? Why is there a fish nailed to a picture and then I press a button and it sings the worst song ever? And then its head moves. What is this? What am I making? God.
Wait for it. They're just lip syncing, it's 75 Billy Basses.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Singing Staying Alive.
The
Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime. That's what's going on in the internet, everybody.
Was that for a Guinness or something?
I don't know. It was just a deal, I guess.
You know, he was feeling some weird sort of inspiration.
The Royal Palms Shuffleboard Club in Chicago.
Hello! Yeah, somebody was...
Very ridiculous. There's 75 of these things laying on the ground and they're all singing.
Yeah, that's funny.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. It's a little bio of Representative Karen Bass, who we would welcome to be the vice presidential candidate.
Why do you think it's going to be Susan?
Because they're all awesome. I think he knows her. He worked really closely with her and their buds.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I was just thinking about this with this coronavirus. You know, Joe Biden is older.
Right.
So that's, you know, that puts you in the danger zone with the corona. I mean, for a VP candidate, shouldn't he consider if anybody has any comorbidities or anything? I'm serious. You know, I'm serious. Yeah. These guys travel all over the fucking place. And,
well, of course they're going to test. They're going to test and test and test.
Valet had it and, you know.
They'll be testing.
The woman that has to fuck Stephen Miller. God, you imagine? God damn, you recently married Stephen Miller and you have sex with him. I mean, maybe you love it. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, maybe it's good slimy Nazi fascist sex. I have no fucking idea. But like, I mean, you know, you're gonna have to fuck him and have coronavirus. To me, it's just it's cruel, kind of, right?
Well, she apparently likes him.
Yeah.
Have you seen her views? She's just as vile as him.
Yeah, yeah.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
The headline there says...
Oh, did they find cum on a dress again?
Stormwatch East Coast.
Oh, fuck this.
The tropical storm... Isaias.
Okay. Isaias.
Exploded into a Category 1 hurricane. There we go. Packing 80-mile-an-hour maximum sustained winds. Last night, shortly after leaving Hispaniola, the hurricane, which saw winds only weakened slightly to 75 this morning, will be heading through the Bahamas through Saturday, make a run along the eastern seaboard of the United States this weekend to early next week.
Damn! This
Instead
is why
of taking a left towards us, right. It's taking a right up the coast.
This is exactly why people need to live in mobile housing, because then you can just drive away from this bullshit. You know, you take all your shit with you, you drive away from the bullshit, and when the bullshit's over, you drive back to where you want to be.
They expect it to be a one on the scale when it hits the Bahamas. So, yes. I mean, compared to what they've had.
Oh, yeah.
God
must not be so mad about something. He's like, if God sends a Category 1 hurricane, what does that mean? He's annoyed? You forgot to do something?
Well, I remember asking the neighbors about the two that was slated to come here.
Yeah.
And they were like, I was like, are you guys leaving? And they're like,
yeah.
Two?
Which neighbors? The over there? Yeah, no, they're not leaving. They these people around here
There's
are
nobody
not
nobody around
leaving.
Here leaving. Who is leaving?
Not, why would you leave? To what? Stand in a shelter with coronavirus? No! Stay your fucking house and nail it down to the fucking ground. I think that's a better way to go. I mean, do you have any faith in FEMA that they're going to be able to see the Gulf Coast of this?
The government's
fucking
been
hurricane season
doing a bang up job.
Oh yeah, good job, guys. I miss Brownie. Remember
so there
Brownie?
You go. The hurricane is going after the Bahamas, and then it'll be smacking the tip of Florida, running up the shaft on the left on the right side.
Jesus,
and then hitting the coast.
God, man, yeah, boy.
Yay.
That's really good.
Maybe it'll blow the COVID away.
Ooh, maybe we should nuke it.
Hey, do you think the hurricane will blow the virus away? Is that something that happens, Deb?
That's something.
Deb, is that something that happens?
That's something he asked, Deb. Why wouldn't it be? Can I swallow a light? Have you ever thought about... The fucked up thing is, I remember when he said that, I did think for 2 seconds... I mean, we could really try shoving a light down there, right? Like, why can't you shove a light into your body and make the virus go away? Oh, my God.
Over at... Oh, this is sad news.
Oh, shit. Damn.
It is at the Washington Examiner, but they have the numbers. The former most watched female cable news host.
Oh, shit.
It was.
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow.
You started this making me think we were about to get some really bad news about COVID.
No.
God, somebody knocked
Rachel.
It's
just bad news about existential.
The
country.
Maddow's the best.
But she's been dethroned as the most watched female cable news host.
Oh.
The new ratings have come out. Laura Ingraham.
Oh, my God.
Of Fox News.
Oh.
Fourth Reich Barbie.
You know what you just did to me?
What?
You know what you just did? You were like, Maddow's been dethroned. And I'm like, Dad, this is amazing. Everybody's watching this readout.
Oh, well.
Everybody's watching the Joy Reid show.
She is doing great. But
then you said Laura Ingraham.
Right.
Then
I did that on purpose.
Oh, God. I was like, that's nice.
It was a tease.
That's nice. I was like, that's great. Joy Reid's number one. I love that. And I don't love this.
The host of the Ingraham Angle at 10 p.m. on weeknights since October 2017 has experienced a large boost in ratings in 2020, propelling her past other female hosts, including MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, who had been the most watched.
Rachel, don't think about this. Ignore this. You keep on doing your scary ass fucking show that people need to know what's going on out there. Don't worry about this Laura Ingraham shit. You're listening.
This is the Washington Examiner. So yes. they're right wing bootlickers. Ingraham, a conservative, espouses opinions that are usually opposed to those of Maddow, a liberal who often dedicates her show to criticizing President Trump and her and his administration.
Oh, who would say that?
The Washington Examiner.
But that's insane. Her show has done the best job aside from us, second to us. We've done the best job. We've done job of chronicling the goddamn
we have not.
Fucking Trump administration. Bullshit. We're the best. And then Maddow's great. She is second to us. And
I don't know.
She is the way she's covered that Mueller report, all this shit. Find
something she lied about or find something she got wrong that wasn't immediately corrected the moment she found out that it was wrong.
She said
they can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what about Russia? Russia, Russia, Russia. What about Mueller, huh? Mueller.
You know what I am digging on the Maddow show, though? I like when she does this thing where she's going to show something disturbing or play something, some audio that's disturbing.
And she counts down.
Yeah, but she's like, I'm about to play something that's very disturbing. And if you do not want to watch it, I will count down from five. And then you can mute your TV or turn away, and I will let you know when I'm finished. And I will start the countdown, right? I mean, it's like very serious, man. You know.
God, Lord, so that's bad Ingram. News. Yeah, that's bad news.
Why? I mean, you know, it's bad news because it's Laura Ingraham has that kind of audience. It's just fucking bad news.
Right.
Why do we have this? We got to find a way to pick leaders where Laura Ingraham's audience does not have a say because they're too stupid.
That's going to be difficult.
Someone has to get Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We need to get all the Democrats out.
Oh, yeah.
And flush the system. Get out and vote.
Right. Right.
I've got, the big news.
Yes.
Some of the big news. Having a not great night last night.
Okay.
Attorney and law professor Alan Dershowitz.
Oh, shit.
Oh, whose shit. Name popped up that in was, some documents.
Right. That's a lie. That's fabrication.
Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged madam, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
I like to call her Ghislaine.
Right. And Trump just wished her luck or best wishes.
I do.
Best wishes to that child sex trafficker over there.
They used Epstein and Maxwell used his private Caribbean island to host, quote, constant orgies. And once flew in a group of European models to fulfill their sexual fetishes, an Epstein accuser claims in a newly released court document.
Do they say that in the brochures of his property before you make a reservation at Epstein's? Yeah. Fuck Island, constant orgies.
So a federal judge yesterday unsealed a trove of records related to the sex life of longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
The secret documents relate to a 7-hour, 418-page deposition.
Yeah.
That Maxwell gave as part of a now-settled defamation lawsuit against her.
You know, they must have gone through so much fucking Viagra at that fucking island. You know, it's probably seeped out into the water and the dolphins are just...
Oh, this is the girl. I'm sorry. This is the victim.
Yes.
Is sued for defamation after Maxwell said that she was making up the sexual abuse allegations.
Jeez.
This is one of the victims. What's her first name? Virginia... Jeffrey? G-I-U-F-F-R-E-Y?
I don't know.
Jeffrey?
She sued... Yes.
Maxwell for defamation.
Right.
She says she was a sex slave.
Right.
One of Epstein's most vocal accusers has claimed that Maxwell forced her to have sex with Prince Andrew.
Jesus. Wow. He got kicked out of the castle, right?
So she testified, the victim testified that Maxwell had, quote, continuous sex with girls and women in front of her. Some that she thinks were as young as 15.
Okay.
There's just a blur of so many girls. She told the attorneys when asked if she could name girls that she saw Maxwell have sex with.
Jeez.
A blur.
A blur. Well, they said they were set on constant orgy, right? Is that the way it was described?
There were blondes, there were brunettes, there were redheads, there were all beautiful girls. I would say the ages range between 15 and 21.
Jeez.
When asked whether she saw Maxwell have sex with other women, Jufri said 100% at the Virgin Islands.
Right.
Where he had his private island.
That's a weird way to answer. 100%.
she said, quote, the island was a place where orgies were a constant thing that took place. And again, it's impossible to know how many.
Yeah.
She said she saw Maxwell have sex with women all over the island by a pool near the beachfront in small huts.
Right.
In Epstein's cabana.
Yeah. Guys, it's going to be great. We're going to have huts all over the place and we're going to call them little fuck huts.
One occasion stands out. She said models were flown in. There were orgies held outside by the pool. She said the girls were beautiful, tall. Some were blonde. Some were sandy brown. The girl spoke a European language she thought was Russian or Czech or something like that.
Jeez.
Jelaine, myself, Jeffrey, another girl in this blue outdoor, I don't know what you want to call it, cabana. That's it. Just a bed could fit in.
Yeah.
She said she traveled to Europe with the two of them on occasions and was trafficked to rich and powerful men, including Prince Andrew and high-powered attorney Alan Dershowitz.
Damn! Jeez, this is going to be...
Who, for some reason, has been... was very vocal in his defense of poor Jeffrey Epstein's rights. And I remember him being on Fox saying, this was 30 years ago. Why would anybody all of a sudden be going after this now?
Why would Alan Dershowitz be a talking head on Fox about that? I mean, doesn't he feel like maybe...
Well, he's been a talking head for years.
But why are you going to be a talking head on something you know you're fucking involved in? That seems odd to me.
Well, and then we found out that he was involved. He was working for Epstein at the time, and he helped get Epstein that deal from Azar.
Right, and this is the Obama administration?
That he helped him get that deal.
This is the Trump administration, right? The Trump administration.
Well, no, this was years and years ago. Oh, but I mean, it was Azar was then the labor secretary. But when Azar was attorney general or something like that here in Florida.
Yes.
Prosecutor or something, Dershowitz got the deal for Epstein to give him that house arrest deal and to inexplicably put in there a provision that said the FBI, the police, etc., agree to not investigate and prosecute any future potential co-conspirators.
Okay.
That, you know, they may discover.
Right. And the thing is, if that clause is in there, I would sort of be like, well, there must be then.
Well, that's Dershowitz himself. He wrote it.
That is hilarious.
He was like, oh, and, you know, anybody else whose name may come up in any of this testimony, you promise not to prosecute them. What prosecutor would sign that deal?
Well, you know, one of Trump's.
One of Trump's hires. Yeah. Future hires.
Yeah, I was trying to make a joke, like, you know, maybe this was this Azar during the Obama administration. No.
No.
Because there's no scandals there. There's no scandals.
She said that Maxwell and Epstein constantly reminded her of the powerful people they knew and warned her not to aggravate them.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, that's what they do, right? I mean, you know.
Right.
And was the island, like, did they have video cameras going and shit like that at the island, or is that at,
Well, we don't know yet. That's been alleged.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
But we don't know yet. And if they exist, where?
Right.
I mean.
Where are they?
You know, Epstein might have known that things were going south and may have.
Yes.
Managed to get rid of them. Obviously, he didn't do what every smart person who has blackmail shit does.
You stay in France.
No, you give 50 copies to 50 friends in envelopes, sealed. Yeah, yeah, if anything happens to me, you mail this shit.
Release it.
And you let that be known.
Yes. But it was crazy to me that Jeff Epstein, I think, got arrested on a return flight from France. Didn't he have an idea that he was going to get arrested or something? Like, why not just stay in France and hang out with Roman Polanski or something?
Well, France might extradite him. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
isn't Polanski in?
He's in France.
Is he or Poland? I thought he was or something like that.
No,
maybe he's in France.
I swear to God,
he's probably in France.
You know,
they might not extradite for something like that.
Right, but for like having a
because
a,
of the having statute of limitations.
Yeah,
I think that was their excuse, right?
Right, and some of these people, I mean, we don't know, but they're
and the deal. Remember, yeah. It was a. Because Polanski had a deal with some prosecutor to basically get a slap on the wrist. And then the next prosecutor or a different prosecutor was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
We're going to throw the book at him. And that's why he fled the country.
Right.
So that's what France says. You know, that wasn't cool. So we're not going to extradite him.
And he was nominated for an Oscar.
Wow. Several.
France. Yeah.
He's been nominated. He won. Didn't he win? He won something recently.
I thought he won for the piano.
Something.
Or piano, you know.
He's won. I think he's won since.
Yeah.
He may have. So that's the Ghislaine Maxwell story.
I mean, Roman Polanski, is he going to write a book and be like, how I got away with, raping a child after I drugged her and was still able to, you know, get statuettes. My story.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
I'm excited. Are you?
Oh, yes.
Woohoo.
How does anybody in the Academy vote? Say Roman Polanski's up for an Oscar. This is how I would look at it. Okay. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I will pick another movie just because of this thing. That's how I would do it. And I would keep it to myself. I wouldn't say, but that would be my reasoning, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. That would be difficult to be objective.
Well, you couldn't be.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, he does get votes, though. He gets Oscars, so someone doesn't give a shit.
Those that scream the loudest are the most guilty. The people that scream the loudest against Trump, it's because they're involved in the stuff that he's exposing. You can take any celebrity, any name of a celebrity that hates Trump, that has screamed the loudest against President Trump. And I've always been able to tie that person to Epstein, the child sex trafficking, a pedophile ring, satanic rituals, Marina Abramovic, spirit cooking, you name it.
Spirit cooking.
God, is that Paul?
This is Liz
right?
Crooken.
You know, Liz, if you're going to play a game, you name a celebrity and I'll tie it to Jeffrey Epstein. That's kind of an interesting game.
I'll tie it to one of 5,000 different things that I can. You can always do that. It's the Kevin Bacon game. You can do that.
Yeah,
you can tie people to things through
Henry
this,
Winkler.
Through that.
Henry Winkler, go. To Epstein, I have no idea.
Satanic rituals, Marina Abramovic, spirit cooking, you name it. It never fails. Every person that screams the loudest against Trump is connected to this elite pedophile ring.
Everyone that criticizes Trump is part of the elite pedophile ring.
Now I'm interested. Ted Danson, go. Is Ted Danson an elite pedophile?
Oh, that's
pedophile?
A big one. That's
is
a,
it really?
He probably, yeah.
Ted Danson?
He was Whoopi Goldberg.
Ted Danson showed up to that lunch in Beverly Hills in blackface somewhere. Remember that?
That was poorly.
I mean, is that New York?
Conceived.
Is it the Friars Club? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was really poorly conceived.
Yeah, Ted. Jeez. No more blackface, huh?
He was trying to make a...
Well, in that...
A point, but he didn't make the right...
See, it's
very ill-conceived.
Right. And blackface is those two stories. It's never any variation. Either you meant to, you're Kay Ivey several times, or... You're Ted Danson. You're trying to be funny to make a point, and it went wrong.
Yeah,
that's it.
Really went south.
Yeah,
we've got That's those are your main headlines, and then right. That little bit of yes. little bit of joy from Liz Crokin.
That's right, Pat.
One of our favorite Q.
Oh my gosh,
Q slingers.
This QAnon shit is insane. I mean,
yes.
I mean, you know, I know that doesn't really need to be said, but
and there are people that are currently running for office, like Congress. That are now outwardly espousing Q bullshit.
My a good friend of mine had Corona, and she was on Facebook talking about it, sharing her experience with this shit with people, and I thought it was nice. I thought it was a nice thing for her to do, and people were chatting here and there, and then some guy gets on and starts saying all this weird shit. But then he'll say something, and then he'll you know, at the end of the sentence after the punctuation, it'll be Q. And he dropped the letter Q all in these comments and shit.
Oh, boy.
Like, God, take your QAnon bullshit and leave this conversation. You know, it's fucked up. It's stupid.
We've got, I know you're desperate to.
Yes. I mean, what if you go as QAnon for Halloween, what in the fuck do you even wear? What would you wear?
A drool cup? A diaper?
Yeah. On your head.
This is neck snapping.
Oh shit!
I guess irony here. This is Kaylee McEnany.
McEnany.
Excuse me, McEnany.
McEnany. McEnany.
You just got to hear this.
Yeah.
Support the Chinese-backed Hong Kong government in delaying their elections.
Yeah, so I do.
Do you have a comment on the Chinese-backed Hong Kong government deciding to delay their elections? They're saying because of the COVID.
Right.
But it's really because of all the protests and everything going on.
Yeah.
Support the Chinese-backed Hong Kong government in delaying their elections.
Yeah, so I do have an answer for you on the Hong Kong elections. We condemn the Hong Kong government's decision to postpone for 1 year its Legislative Council elections and to disqualify opposition candidates. This action undermines the democratic processes and freedoms that have underpinned Hong Kong's prosperity, and this is only the most recent in a...
We condemn them wanting to postpone their elections!
The Chinese government is postponing Hong Kong's elections. Did she have a stroke or did she fall and hit her head?
Without the tiniest blink of irony or anything.
Yeah.
She said that to us after what Trump did yesterday.
Jeez. I mean, that's boy. Can you hold Trump to the same, you know, can we have that? All those things you said, can we have that?
Here, now a little while later, Trump was asked, I don't know what's going on here. He's sitting down. It looks like there was some commissioner meeting or something. And the reporters were able to ask a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Asked about his thoughts on Hong Kong delaying its election. Here's our beloved president.
Yay.
Jennifer, do you want?
No,
okay.
No,
yeah, please in the back.
What's your decision to delay the election in Hong Kong?
I want to right now focus on this election. I'll have a statement about that soon. I heard that they did the delay in Hong Kong, and we'll have a statement about that, but I want to focus on this. Okay, thank you very much.
I don't know how I feel about that. How would Obama have answered that?
Well, I mean, he would have decried it, of course, but
yeah,
he wouldn't probably be answering the question. Because he would have already put out a statement a long time ago condemning it.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have yesterday said, hey, let's postpone ours. That wouldn't have happened.
He's engaged. I mean, God. This guy isn't engaged. Yeah. He says all this weird Nazi shit. This weird fucked up racist shit, sexist shit. He does horrible things. But he's also not really... engaged in the country.
Well, and you could tell he didn't understand a word she was saying until she said election in Hong Kong.
But like, if you're the president, I imagine there's a whiteboard somewhere, right? And there's like a circle that says, hey, Chinese elections, Hong Kong elections, some shit. Something about North Korea. Something about Iran. Here's some shit in Wyoming. It's just the major things that are going on. And you probably have...
Well, normal presidents, yeah.
A great working knowledge of all those things and can probably talk about
it. Normal presidents.
That's something we haven't had in a long time.
Yes.
I think it shows.
Those mail-in ballots are a disaster. What? You just have to take a look at the last recent... take a look at New York City. Look at New York. This
is all bullshit, by the way. It's just all bullshit.
Oh, these... Yeah. Yeah.
Care about the people of our country. I really don't. I told my people, the Democrats do not care about the people of our country. They don't want to do what you should be doing for the people of our country, whether it's unemployment or anything else. And all they care about is the election. And they're going to lose the election. You see what's going on with the polls, right?
They're going to lose the election. You see what's going on with the polls? Yes, we do.
But wait. He's lying. I know. The Democrats want to give you unemployment. They want to give you more money than the Republicans. No,
they're spinning it that the Democrats are holding it up because the Democrats are saying we're not going to settle for $200 a week.
They're fighting for money.
Yeah, more.
More money.
Right. They won't let you have your $200 a week that we're grudgingly giving you.
They want more. They want more money. More money.
But they won't give you this money.
Wow. This is a guy that has to travel on the weekends to Fuck Island to have sex with people from Hungary.
People of our country, whether it's unemployment or anything else. And all they care about is the election. And they're going to lose the election. You see what's going on with the polls right now. I guess we just got one over 50%. Rasmussen just came out. You see what's going on. Because the people get it. The Democrats are playing for November 3rd. And we're playing for the good of the people. What about the people?
The good of the white people.
What about the dead people? What about all those dead people you don't give a fuck about? You haven't even mentioned any of them, has he?
Oh, God, no.
He's been like, you know,
Every once in a while, he'll remember and say, oh, you know, we've only had, although one is too much, we've only had 150,000. It could have been 200 million.
God damn.
I hadn't saved everybody.
He's so callous.
Wait a second.
Herman Cain was a great man. He did a fantastic job. He was respected by everybody. He was loved by everybody. And we will miss Herman Cain.
Are you worried he caught it in Tulsa? Are you worried he caught COVID in Tulsa?
No, I don't think he did. No.
Are you worried that he caught COVID in Tulsa? No, I don't think he did. Spins and go heads for the helicopter. No, I don't think he did. Thank you.
God, Trump, there's COVID with... There's COVID in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Gohmert has COVID. I mean, there's COVID everywhere.
We're doing a very big immigration bill, and we're doing a very big healthcare bill.
Yeah. Now... that's a lie.
Yeah. Oh, right. He's not doing any of those.
Those are lies.
Where are these bills?
Well, exactly.
Did he write them?
You know what you can look at on JoeBiden.com?
All the
his healthcare bills and his healthcare plans.
Yeah.
His policies. What do the Republicans have except for wipe the black off of our healthcare?
That's a good fucking point. Hey, deplorables, before you voted for this guy... Why didn't you demand Donald Trump show you what he wanted to do? Show you his policies and shit like that. They don't care. What are they going to do with that? Read it.
Did you see Trump? The campaign is demanding veto power on moderators for the debates.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So there
you go.
So there's going to be the out right there. I am not letting that lesbian Maddow interview debate be one of the. I'm not. It's unfair. It's very unfair. We're not going to get a fair shake. We're not going. I'm going to have a rally instead.
That's this sad fuck.
That's
really,
what's going to happen.
Really connects with a lot of evangelicals and a lot of asshole racists and shit that think that Barack Hussein Obama took something from them when he gave gay people the right to get married, when he had marriage equality. When we had marriage equality, that took something from these evangelicals, and they have a grievance.
And when he became president.
Right. Oh, yes.
As a black person.
They have grievance because they think they're losing something or they lost something. They didn't lose anything. God. Oh, they're bitches.
Go ahead, Billy. Let's vote.
In 2004, Donald Trump showed the importance of mail-in voting.
Where are we going?
Okay. There's no line at all here.
Oh, why? Do I have to go to a different place, actually? Yeah.
He got rejected at that poll. It was a registration issue.
They don't have any reason. You believe this?
They don't have it in the school.
Well, they were following Trump around, and he nobody had him. He was having trouble voting, or 2004
maybe,
or something.
Maybe he wasn't registered.
Wouldn't have been a problem.
Jeez. A video of Trump walking around not knowing what to do.
Shocker.
Yeah, that's pretty that's funny.
Let's make him president.
Yeah. There's a guy. That guy walking around at Miss Teen USA in the dressing rooms is kind of, I don't know what he's doing there. He's just sort of loitering about. He should be president.
Oh, God.
Test increase the spread of the virus. I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
The government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, and everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I guess increase.
Jim fucking Jordan. This is the level of moronitude.
I thought Fauci was cornered by some dumb dickhead.
He was.
Right wing nut job meeting.
He was.
Not a goddamn he was. U.S. legislator.
He was.
That is shameful. God, what a dick.
Jim Jordan trending for quite a while this morning because of his basically just yelling. And the funny thing was, he was yelling at the Democrats for not allowing Bill Barr to filibuster.
Yeah.
Not letting him talk. Why don't you let him answer? And then today, all he did was interrupt everybody and wouldn't let them answer.
I think these guys feel like they're posturing or something. They're showing off for their constituents, I guess. Because they... see, it's Jesus is the problem with all this shit. You try to do anything progressive, and these fucking Republicans think you're trying to take away their Jesus.
Right.
But that's not the case. I can't take away your Jesus. Do you know why? There is no Jesus.
Well, and, you know, you do you.
Yeah.
I want your Jesus out of my holes.
Yes,
you
please.
You can rub your Jesus all over wherever you want.
Right.
On yourself.
Absolutely.
But keep it off of me.
Stay away from me! You know? God. And stay out of politics. Ugh. I can't believe that's Jim Jordan, dude. That sounds like some fucking Coach Dave meetup group hack or something. God.
My spirit bears witness that this is a genuine plague that's coming upon the earth. And God is about to purge a lot of sin.
None other than Rick Wiles, everybody, still slithering around on the internet.
Oh, God, it's like you can hear that guy stroking it during all this shit.
Off this planet. Plagues are one of the last steps of judgment.
Yes.
The very last step is war. That's the last step. But plagues and pestilence, those are one of the steps of judgment. When nations refuse, look at China. Godless state, a godless government, godless communist government that persecutes Christians, forced abortions. All right. They're not.
We don't agree with forced abortions either.
Yeah.
Or persecuting Christians.
No, it's just like you're not in charge of the vagina.
And
that's the thing.
Right. And we don't want Christians persecuting other people.
Right. Absolutely. And that's difficult to keep from happening for some fucking reason.
All right. The Chinese communists are not virtuous people. They're godless.
Godless and virtuous are not the same thing. Having God and having virtue are definitely not the same thing. Look in a fucking mirror, you hate-filled cum sock.
Yeah. And this cum sock mates, what's virtuous about this cum sock deciding, oh, that guy over there, he's probably going to burn in hell. For sure.
They're godless. I'm not talking about the Chinese people. I'm talking about the government.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Look at the United States. Look at the rebellion, the spiritual rebellion that's in this country. The hatred of God, the hatred of the Bible, the hatred of righteousness.
I don't hate that which I don't believe. I hate God as much as I hate Voldemort.
Right. Right.
So that's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, do I hate people like you that use the religion as a bludgeon, as shackles?
Fuck yes.
Yes, I hate you, Rick Wiles. I do hate you.
We hate you, motherfucker.
This country, the hatred of God, the hatred of the Bible, the hatred of righteousness.
Hatred of innocence.
Hatred of innocence.
The second banana just chime in.
Man, Doc.
It's the end of the week.
Oh, he's Doc. Doc's over there rubbing his nipples off camera. He's like, oh, yeah, innocence. Say innocence. Speak it.
What's it like in Right Wing Nut Job Podcast, Phil? It's highly competitive, I imagine. So if you're a second banana, you constantly have to prove your worth, right? That's his Friday comment.
It's hatred of innocence. There's vile, disgusting people in this country now. Transgendering little children, perverting them. Look at the rapes and the sexual...
Transgendering little children.
Hey, dude, learn how to... Do you read anything? Is there anything, like, can you do something better with the English language? Transgendering.
Look at the rapes and the sexual immorality and this, the filth on our TVs and our movies.
Oh, here we go.
Folks, the death angel. Death angel. May be moving right now across.
Death angel.
Is it moving right now?
What
is death angel moving? That's what he just said. The death angel is moving.
Death angel may be moving right now across the planet.
Oh. And it's a terrifying thing when the death angel walks by your door.
Oh, hey.
Whoa.
Hey, dickhead. This is the Rick Wiles show. I don't know your name.
You got to wait for Rick to toss you a solo.
Yeah, dude. Who the fuck do you think you fucking are?
Fine thing when the death angel walks by your door.
That's right. This is a time to get right with God.
It's a terrifying thing.
It's a terrifying thing when that death angel walks by your door.
I don't know if second banana of Rick Wiles is listening. Doc, you're not like a doctor.
All I know is his name is Doc something.
There's no way he's a real, like a medical doctor. Cause I was about to say that I think he's just really fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like the way he said that, he sounds like a child talking about Santa Claus. As if you think, you know, there's elves. There's a bunch of elves in the North Pole making your toys. And then they shimmy down a chimney. Everybody eats cookies and they go home.
Doc Burkhart.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I have is his name.
Right. Jesus. He sounds real dumb though, right? I mean, not to be a dick.
Yes. Doc Burkhart has served as a pastor, church planter.
Yeah, church planner.
Oh, he starts churches.
Oh, okay.
Missionary and broadcaster.
Oh, he starts churches. So, this is great, dude. So, you know, you're going to have your church built. You get a loan, I assume. And Doc gets paid from that loan or something to be a consultant. Doc, you pay Doc a fuck ton. And he tells you where to put your baptismal pond, the fucking pews. And where's the organ go? I need an organ. What organ? You know what I mean? God, what a racket.
That's Rick Wiles' second banana.
Segment entered.
May be moving right now across the planet.
And it's a terrifying thing when the death angel walks by your door. Right.
This is a time to get right with God.
He doesn't understand.
Maybe the death angel has walked by his door. How do you know?
It needs to walk by your door. If it comes in your door, through your door, whatever it does, that's a different thing.
I will suggest that there's no such thing as a death angel.
Shut up, Antifa!
Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Okay.
If you have not been baptized, you need to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The blood of Jesus Christ will protect you. Do not fear.
Oh, yeah.
If you're living right for God, if the blood of Jesus Christ is on you, you have no reason to fear this death angel. But those of you...
Yeah, and a lot of local pastors and priests think that you anoint yourself with their semen will also protect you.
You know who disagrees with this? Coronavirus.
No reason to fear this death angel. But those of you who are opposing the Church of God, mocking God, attacking his servants, you better wise up. Because there's a death angel on the loose right now.
Thank you.
You're going to get an attitude adjustment.
Oh, shit. He's right. God damn it. Nobody told me. I didn't know. I make fun of God all the time. All the time.
Meanwhile, his first hard-on in decades while he's saying that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's a death angel that's going to come get you.
Doc doesn't have any... Doc just has to say the lines here and there. He didn't have to do anything else.
He just yes ands every once in a while. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Jeez.
There's nothing more terrifying when the death angel walks
by
your door.
Does Rick Wiles give Doc notes after shows? Few things, Doc.
Yeah, right.
One thing, Doc. Few things, Doc. Shit.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's a beautiful day here in the panhandle of Floridia.
Shit, yes. There's COVID and there's snakes.
Humidity.
Humidity. There's
ball
hurricanes.
Sagging humidity.
Oh, they're a tremendous racist. You know, a neo-Nazi group is suing to keep the Civil War monument
right,
where
yes,
it is.
Right, yes. A literal neo-Nazi group.
Literally.
We've got, this is actually pretty big news. I didn't know this, this was going on. The son of Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch has resigned from the board of directors of News Corp.
Oh, shit. Damn.
My resignation. Now, I believe this is James. I think Lachlan is the one who's in charge of the whole deal.
Okay.
Like he's the head of it, but James is on the board, and then James is the head of Fox Entertainment, and the other son is on the board. You know what I mean? Like they each Rupert split his empire.
Yeah.
But James, I don't know if I did the story. It was a couple weeks ago that like the wives of both Murdoch's sons and James Murdoch.
Right.
Have been donating to Biden's campaign.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
But now James is done. My resignation is due to disagreements over certain editorial content.
Oh, shit.
Published by the company's news outlets and certain other strategic decisions. He doesn't want them to be Nazi enablers for Trump.
Hey,
he hates Trump.
Right. Hey, Rupert, I think you left your kid a little too much money in his trust fund.
Brian Stelter.
Oh yeah.
Favorite of Alex Jones.
Oh yeah.
You are my enemy.
That I mean, if I'm Brian Stelter, I'm like, Jesus, I feel like I need a security guard.
So he had already left 21st Century Fox.
Okay.
Partially with his disgust with Fox News. Now he's breaking off ties with the other company, News Corp, in a big moment in Murdoch world.
Right. Right.
Oh, Fox News is separate from News Corp. News Corp is the one that owns, like the New York Post, I think.
Oh, okay.
And all the shit rags down in Australia and all the shit rags
across
the pond.
Right. And this guy was in charge of that.
He was on the board.
Right, right.
All right, so he's mad at all of their news across all the companies. A big moment in Murdoch world. But he's still very much connected to the empire through the Murdoch family trust. Don't worry, James is going to be okay.
He'll still be a billionaire.
Right. Right. Damn.
Well,
are you okay with, you know, influential media companies like this just handing over the reins to their fucking kids?
I'm not okay with any big companies handing over reins to their kids.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a responsible thing to do. Like, you could say Fox and News Corp has tremendous influence on politics on our fucking planet. Why just give it to somebody's fucking kid because it came out of you?
Right. Well, that's my whole problem with why do the Waltons, the current Waltons, three generations after Sam built his Walton empire, Walmart empire, why do they have the largest workforce in the country and have enough influence to literally buy national politicians down to local politicians so that the local politicians can help them kill any competition and help them smooth over when they want to move one of their big Walmarts in to kill everything in town?
It's just, you know, it's so fucked up, man. We got to get rid of Walmart.
Why are Waltons that crawled out of a second generation Walton vagina?
Yeah. Why? It's not, it's insane.
Right.
And why don't we hear about Walmart being broken up? Like, why not?
All of them.
I mean, why the fuck should...
I hate big everything.
I don't understand. If the government is supposed to protect the people, I mean, do they think it's just protecting people from, like, storms and invading armies? Like, isn't the government supposed to protect us from, like...
Well, that's what the Republicans
and
think.
And oligarchs?
No, because they are the crooks and the oligarchs.
So the problem is the Republicans. They're why we have all this bad
shit. There's a lot of Democrats, too, that are... The problem is greed. The problem is our economic system.
Right.
Worldwide.
You think Trump is greedy?
Let's see. Hundreds of children.
Yes.
In Georgia last month contracted the coronavirus at a summer camp.
Hundreds.
The virus infected at least 260 of the 597 attendees.
Ah! Where in Georgia?
Adding the true number is probably higher since test results were only available for about 58% of the group.
Oh my God. We border this fucking state. Well, where in Georgia is it?
I'm reading.
Okay.
The camp ignored the CDC's advice that all participants in summer camp wear cloth masks. Requiring them only for staff.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. You just wanted to advertise a summer camp where you didn't have to, the kids don't have to wear masks. And
they say they did, however, adhere to the state executive order requiring all participants to show proof of a negative COVID test 12 days or less before their arrival.
Well, how'd that work out?
God. Other precautionary measures included physical distancing, frequent disinfection of services, keeping children among the same small group known as cohorting, and staggering the use of communal spaces.
Man, shit.
The camp held an orientation for 138 trainees and 120 staff members from June 17 to 20, the vast majority of whom themselves are age 21 and under.
Oh, God. Did they have a meeting on how to handle camp with dealing with coronavirus, and then they all got together and got coronavirus?
The staff remained when the camp officially opened June 21st and were joined by 363 campers ranging in age from 6 to 19, as well as... What 19-year-old is going to summer camp?
What idiot?
As well as three more senior staff members. Camp attendees engaged in a variety of indoor and outdoor activities, including daily vigorous singing and cheering.
That is the worst.
Sleeping in cabins housing up to 26 people.
Why? Why would you do this? You're a parent and you have a kid that you give the tiniest fuck about. You're going to send them in 2020 to summer camp.
Then on June 23rd, a teenage staff member left camp after developing chills.
No shit.
The staff member was tested for the COVID on June 24th and got a positive result the same day. The camp started sending campers home that day. Closed the camp 2 days later.
No. June 27th.
That is the wrong thing to do. What they should have done is called some health people in there, keep everybody at that camp, and you test them. And if they don't have it, you let them leave. But now you have all these people together, and you can treat them and shit, right?
Health investigation started on the 25th, so this is while they were still open, found that 260 of 344 for whom test results were available were positive.
Hey, this summer camp is kind of like out of business.
Among those, and these are the kids, 74% had symptoms, including fever, headache, and sore throat. The remaining 26% showed no symptoms.
When was this?
A month ago.
God, it there's something about this story that makes me feel like the zombies are like running down the street after us. I mean, this is, oh my God. We're doing everything wrong with coronavirus. Not one thing is.
You want more bad news? Absolutely. Did you hear the latest that you might lose your hearing?
Bring it, Jesus.
That's a new thing with the COVID that some people are. Well, they've had people who've experienced loss of smell, loss of taste.
Yeah.
But now they're showing people that are having nerve damage. Behind the ears.
Oh fuck me. That sucks.
And they're losing their hearing or getting tinnitus that won't go away.
So you get a ringing. Mm-hmm. God, I love listening to music. I mean, fuck Trump. God.
So they say that this contributes to the body of evidence demonstrating that children of all ages are susceptible to the SARS-CoV-2 infection, and contrary to early reports, play an important role in transmission.
We don't really need any other road signs that say don't open school. We don't really. I mean, sane people aren't even concerned about it right now.
Right.
Because we don't have a choice. The house is on fire. Oh, yeah. I want to go watch a program. I want to finish a movie, though. I really want to. Go ahead. The house is burning, though.
Israel went send kids back to school, and they ended up slamming the school shut like a week or two later because everybody was catching the COVID and taking it home to grandma.
You know, and not to marginalize, you know, rednecks, but you know, we're here where they are, and you know, guys
in their natural habitat.
Yeah. And I gotta say, like this shit's crazy.
Riding down the street in their mobile scooter.
Yeah, you hear people say things like, well. You know, kids, they need to socialize.
12-pack of...
Oh, yeah, of Natty Ice.
Of Natty Ice in their lap and a carton of cigarettes.
And I'm not going to take that fucking vaccine. Fuck you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't trust the government.
We just aren't set up for this. I mean, the fact that governors want religious exemptions for churches only because the churches will bitch and moan. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Tell them to fuck off. We want to get back to a normal life. That means we got to shut everything down. Coronavirus doesn't know shit about your fucking Jesus.
We've got it is Faithless Friday, everyone.
Yay.
Excuse me. It's allergies. I've got this is a shocker, actually.
Ooh, yeah.
Apparently there's a researcher.
Yes.
Who is saying that, he's finding that, white Christians tend to be more racist than non-religious people.
Damn. Oh shit.
You gotta have that microphone aim at you.
Oh, fuck. I want you guys to hear all the stupid things I say.
Robert P. Jones has done some research he's the CEO and founder of Public Religion Research Institute.
Yeah.
He himself is a practicing Christian.
Oh, good.
He has spent more than two decades studying the relationship between one's religious affiliation and their beliefs, perceptions, and values. He says a pattern has been emerging for years. He cites a 2018 survey where 7 in 10 white evangelicals denied the role of structural racism in police killings of black men.
So what, this guy's whole existence is trying to decide whether or not evangelicals are more likely to be racist.
Well, how religion in general.
Yeah. Well, they okay.
A smaller majority argued that systemic barriers for black people had nothing to do with the higher rates of poverty. That those people just need to try harder.
Oh, yes.
In other words, they're lazy.
Oh, my God. They're lazy.
He turned his observations over the years into a 15-question survey that he dubs the Racism Index.
Hey.
Measures participants' perceptions of race and racism,
yeah,
including positions on today's controversial questions, ranging all the way from law enforcement to Confederate statues. He said his results were stark, but easy to see.
We should all... this is a great idea. I love this guy's idea. We need a little thing you wear on your wrist or something, and it's a readout. And
Mark of the Beast?
No, it's your racist index. That way, when people walk up to you,
you're going to get that from Bill Gates?
Absolutely.
When he gives us the COVID injection?
Yep, the 5G and everything. And then I'll be able to know, oh, Bill over here is a 15. I'm not fucking with him. He's a Grand Queagle in the Nazi brigade or something. That's what that means.
He says, even at a glance, the racism index reveals a clear distinction. Compared to non-religious whites, for us, for example.
Yes.
White Christians register higher median scores on the racism index.
No shit! No fucking shit!
And the differences among white Christian subgroups are largely differences of degree rather than kind. In other words,
I see.
They're all racists.
Right.
More racist, just slight less or more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got your birthers down here at the Church of God and all the weird shit.
This disparity in attitudes about systemic racism between white Christians and whites who claim no religious affiliation is important evidence that the common and catalyzing denominator here is religious identity.
Ding, ding, ding. So, right. So, okay. We know all this now. So what do we do about it?
It says here correlation is not causation, but his research turned up a further link. White Christians who are more involved with their churches, who spend more time on religion and embrace it as a central part of their identity, are more racist than casual churchgoers.
Damn. Well, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
So I understand what
just like
need
Jesus
to do.
Would want.
Yes.
You to be a racist fuck.
You know what? This is I'm in the White House. I call up Paula, say, hey, we have a real problem here. Your people are racist as fuck. You need to talk to them about it. And that's how you solve it. Paula White tells all these dickheads to stop being racist. Boom.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. How do we fix it? How do we fix it?
I don't know.
Do we just
know.
Keep telling them that their God doesn't exist, so it's kind of a waste of time what you're doing? And maybe if you didn't do it, you'd be less racist. That's a hard sell to them.
I don't know. I mean, it's got to be. Well, the good thing is that the younger generations are not having a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for every
that's nice.
White racist little snowflake that drabbles out of a couple of racist crotches.
Drabbles!
Good
verb.
There's four or five, it seems, that rebel against their parents.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, they go to school. And there's brown kids at school.
Oh,
and
there's
gay kids at school that aren't that bad. That aren't jumping us in the bathroom and trying to butt fuck us.
Is that what we need? Is that what we need on this planet? We need to we need a one government to come together to be in charge of the earth. And what we need to do is make the whole planet diverse. So within a certain square block radius, there's an Asian person. There's an African-American person. There's a Native American person.
Right.
There's a Finnish person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Women, men, gay people. And you get, you know, your diversity mix.
Why do you hate your white blood?
Well, because I'm learning. Because they're.
Why do you hate your people? Look at all the accomplishments we made.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love. Some asshole sitting in a barca lounger popping natty ices and meth.
Good point. Is
talking about, is resting his sad laurels on hundreds of years of dead white people.
Yeah, yeah. And
that he had
Right.
Nothing to do with.
And not to be an asshole, but let's give a short review of the South. Currently, a fuck ton of Walmarts, a fuck ton of COVID, right, a fuck ton of churches, a fuck ton of racists, and like, you know, some crazy ass weather.
Right.
You know, if we could get rid of this Jesus shit down here, it'd be a big step in the right direction. People being less fucked up. Right?
Well, yeah.
That's another language. Is this tongues?
That's some fuck Paula,
me, man.
Paula White
that's
mashup.
Paula White?
That was a Paula White mashup.
She's in the White House, man. Holy fuck. We can't even get rid of Confederate statues. You know what I mean? That a neo-Nazi counter suing the for the remove. I don't know.
Waving arms in the air, speaking in tongues. This was at the White House, you'll recall.
That's at the White House?
That was at the White House.
No, I just peeked. It looked like
ago.
Some fucked up megachurch.
No, that was somewhere in the Wild House. That was somewhere in the White House.
That is fucked up, dude. Those people are carrying on. Are they, like, they're in a rave. They don't take drugs to act like that.
Oh, of course they do. Just white people doctor prescribed drugs.
Yes, right.
I take the pink one when I'm feeling sad, and I take the white one when I'm feeling too happy.
Yeah, and I crush up that blue one and shove it up my ass on Wednesdays.
I believe on our payroll.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Paula
good.
White.
We're paying her.
I believe.
To make people fucking nuts. Jeez. There's got to be a hashtag to make people not believe in God. Like, how about hashtag there is no God? Has anyone
work. Yeah, let's tweet
that
at them. That'll change their minds.
I want to be honest. I want to be honest with them.
I don't care if they believe, as I always say. Just leave me the fuck out of it.
I know, and I agree with that. But I don't mean to be skeptical. I really wonder if that's possible for these guys. Because you're not, in that statement, you're not considering who the evangelicals are. They actually believe that Jeebus isn't coming back until every living being on this planet has been told the good news of Jesus motherfucking Christ.
Oh, really? Is that one of the
yes,
criteria?
Yes. Until every person on the planet has heard of Jesus, Jesus won't come back. And that's why they fucking evangelize. They evangelize. They go out and they give people the hard sell about this shit. That's their thing. So you saying that I'm fine if they want to keep it, they just keep it in their front yard. That's not their plan at all. Their plan is to shove it up your ass in your front yard or wherever. But it's up your ass.
Right. That's the whole LGBT thing. The whole gay marriage thing.
What do you mean?
The only significant group fighting against gay marriage are religious lunatics.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sure.
their reasoning. What other reason can you explain for not allowing civil same-sex marriages? It's in the Bible!
And what is,
without the Bible,
right?
Without your religion, describe why we should not allow same-sex civil marriages. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, and you know, you really gotta... These guys that did this religion shit, Jim Baker and all the bigwigs, boy, they really cooked up something powerful. I mean, because progress in this country, to me, seems like it happens, like, as evangelicals die off, we get progress. Damn, that's a crazy formula.
Well, that's how it's gone, though. I mean, for several centuries, you got to wait for the old assholes to die.
I mean, God, you know, right. I mean, but why can't...
For the unpopular ideas to wane. But now with the internet and instant communication, it's going faster.
Well, yeah. And the lunatics can also find each other. That helps, right?
Well, that's less helpful.
Yes.
We've got, Dr. Fauci is optimistic that a vaccine will be widely available. So
okay.
he's confident that once we get the vaccine, it'll be able to go out there. But that's not going to be, you know,
Mr. Chairman,
for a while.
Before I close, can
and
you commit?
He's not saying he's confident this is going to work. That's confident he can get it to people. Because he said,
well, once it's,
he said,
but he thinks it's, it won't go out if it doesn't work.
He said the problem is people in this country, the anti-vaxxers, and there's enough people that don't want to take it. That's going to be the issue.
Well,
he said that
may be an issue. Yeah.
That's Jesus too, you know, kind of.
And then who knows what Trump will be saying by that time. That'll be after the election, after he's lost.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, he's going to be insane. I think he'll drop the N-word after he loses and before he leaves January 20th. He will drop the N-word. Absolutely, man.
When are we going to get those tapes from The Apprentice, allegedly?
I think he's lying. I think Mark Burnett doesn't have shit.
Well, Mark Burnett never said he had them.
I thought he did. No, I thought Mark Burnett said that.
He's protecting Trump. He refuses to. It's employees that worked on the set said,
oh,
it happened, and that totally
Mark
happened.
To holding a hearing on the threat of.
Why are you protecting Donald fucking Trump? Why?
Because he's a right wing dickbag.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Jesus-y. Mark Burnett's like a Jesus wielder too, I think.
But he produces television. Right?
Okay.
How are we going to get back to that with coronavirus? Trump is
Once
not doing
the virus
anything.
Is gone, we'll get back to that.
God. Yeah. But Trump has to be gone for that to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, Republicans are, yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a, I guess a convert a little bit. State Representative Tony Tinderholt of Texas.
Hey, man.
Was hospitalized after testing positive for the virus.
It's not a hoax now, right? It's not a hoax.
Making the first known case involving a member of the Texas legislature.
Hey.
He said, I truly thought last Friday was going to be my last.
Okay.
Arlington, Texas Republican.
He's not an anti-masker guy before this or a science denier type, right?
He said his wife and two of his children also tested positive, though their symptoms were less severe. He's recovering after treatment from a North Texas doctor. He and his family wore masks every time they were out in public.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
They felt it was the right thing to do, he said.
Oh, good.
I would like for people to try to mitigate risk by wearing masks, but wear them because you think it's right. I'm sure it works to some degree. It just didn't for me. Oh, so he's saying, I don't think there should be a law.
Oh, my God.
But wear them because it's right. It's the right thing to do. I mean, that's how I'm interpreting that.
Jesus. This guy has a coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, you should want everybody to wear the mask. I mean, you had this.
Medical experts and doctors have recommended wearing masks to reduce the spread of the virus, with recent research suggesting that wearing one could even lessen the severity of symptoms or stop someone from catching it entirely. Research has also shown that face coverings, such as masks, are most effective at reducing spread when a higher number of people in the community participate in wearing them.
God, that makes an incredible amount of sense. It makes so much sense, you don't even need to say it, right? I mean, that's obvious.
Tinderholt is a member of the hardline conservative House Freedom Caucus. Which has frequently criticized Governor Greg Abbott's response to the pandemic, shutting down businesses and requiring masks in public as government overreach.
Oh, so now one of these guys has it. Okay.
In a April 24th letter to the governor, the caucus said to Abbott, you need to fully reopen the state economy.
He can't.
Too many jobs have been lost. Too many sit at home as their livelihoods wither away, uncertain if they'll be able to pay their mortgage or buy groceries next week.
I don't understand this law, unless this guy's just grandstanding and he knows.
No, this is the Freedom Caucus
right
letter.
But where are they going to put the sick people when they run out of room at the fucking hospital?
Well, right. Wasn't there a county in Texas where they said, we're going to have to start sending people home?
Hidalgo. Yeah. Doggo, Texas.
Sorry, you got to go home to die. We don't have enough room for you.
Yeah, it's fucked up there. Shit, man.
Closing the entire economy and halting business as well is illegally taking people's freedoms and absolutely the wrong thing to do.
No.
To Texas, Texans, and our nation.
Oh, you child.
They said.
You little, okay, all of you. You Freedom Caucus Texas fucks. You are children. You know what's limiting our freedom? The virus. The virus is limiting our freedom because we don't know how to, we don't have a vaccine.
Right.
It really fucks with you. It's all over the fucking place.
He said his first day of symptoms consisted of mild joint pain that soon turned into severe pain, accompanied by bad headaches and a loss of taste and smell.
Okay, great. Let's all go to Disney World.
He went to a doctor in Texas. That doctor said out of the few hundred patients he has seen so far with the COVID, the lawmaker was the worst, one of the worst five, top five worst.
Oh, shit.
He was considered at higher risk because of he has a titanium aortic heart valve. So he had a heart valve replacement.
Okay.
Now he's in recovery. He has nausea and a cough.
Right.
And has some slight breathing difficulties. He does not know how, where, or when he might have caught it.
Well, I mean, probably from some of your Republican friends. They're out and about doing whatever. They don't think this virus is anything to worry about. I imagine that's what happened.
Or if you're wearing the mask, it's more of a protection to others.
Yeah.
So there's still the possibility that he walked by some maskless asshole
right.
who had just coughed or sneezed.
Yes.
And the droplets got in past his mask because that's not what they're designed for. They're designed mostly to protect others from your shit.
Yeah. And also the prevalence of it, right? There's just a lot of people with COVID in America, in Florida, in Texas. So there's more of a chance that you catch COVID
had maskless asshole had a mask, that may not have happened.
Yeah.
Because the droplets would have traveled far less distance.
Yeah.
Right. When you're wearing a mask. And there's really cool video on telly or on the YouTube and the internets that you can find of the mist that comes out and all these different mask types and without a mask, what happens?
Well, without a mask, you aren't breathing in your own poisonous CO2 air right. shit. Whatever.
It's your like Louis Gohmert. I think I might have caught it from the mask.
You don't. Louis Gohmert, he does not have the ability to say anything intelligent. I'm serious.
Yeah, good. I mean,
I think, you know.
Find me something, researchers. Shelby, get on that project. Find me something smart Louis Gohmert has said.
Has Dr. Fauci explained to anyone how you can catch it from a mask?
No.
Okay.
I mean, unless somebody had a mask, coughed into it and then handed it to Louis.
That's true.
Who then put it on.
Well.
And that would not be smart.
As a joke or something, he did that maybe. Maybe they're all hitting the bong.
Can you catch it from a thong?
This sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Fauci wearing his 2019 Washington Nationals World Champion mask
during
the hearings.
Oh, shit. Man. They got to stop baseball, man. It's just stupid. There's that outbreak with the Marlins and somebody on the Cardinals has it. It's just not what we need to be doing. Everybody, people, you know, we got to shut down and beat the virus.
Florida reported a record increase in new COVID-19 deaths for the fourth day in a row today.
Wait.
With 257 fatalities.
Yay. It's getting better. That's what Trump said. Trump said it's getting better.
Well, if you're pro-death.
Oh, yeah.
The angel of death running around. The death angel running around outside your door. Doc said it ain't nothing scarier.
It's really scary when a death angel's walking past your door.
I hate when one crawls into your bed and teabags you.
God, what's really scary is finding out that your talent in your studio is such a monotone. I mean, God. That's the best read.
Florida reported 9,007 new cases, bringing its total infections to over 470,000, the second highest in the country behind California.
Now, wait a second. Now, there were plenty of days when we were at 10,000 to 12,000, I think 13,000 at one point. So now we're down to 9. That's not bad, right? Is that still bad? It's still bad.
Florida's total death toll rose to nearly 7,000, the eighth highest in the nation.
Good job, everybody.
Florida is among at least 18 states that saw cases more than double in July. This is that exponential spread.
Yes. Good. I mean, fuck. Don't go on vacation here anymore. You know what?
Florida reported record one-day increases in cases three times during the month of July, with the highest on July 12th at 15,300 new cases in one day. Nationally, deaths are rising at their fastest rate since early June.
Okay.
One person in the United States died about every minute from COVID-19 on Wednesday, the day with the largest increase in deaths so far this week.
I don't think Ron DeSantis is doing enough to mitigate this. Our governor.
Our governor?
I don't think he's doing enough.
Ron DeSantis?
DeSantis, you're not doing
enough. There are literally billboards saying that now?
Yeah.
In the state?
Well, I mean, you know, death is a big part of our state. Coronavirus is kind of a big thing right now.
Mississippi also recorded a record increase in deaths on Friday, with fatalities rising by 52 there. That was the record for the state. The second day in a row, one of our neighbors.
Oh, shit. I mean, you know, there's still shit going on in Mississippi. Dude, you know there's live shows now. There's shows, people doing bar shows.
The comedy, you mean?
Stand-up comedy? I know about one comedy show in Mississippi, and, you know, shame on those motherfuckers.
Are you going? Oh,
fuck. Yeah. You're
going to take a road trip to Mississippi?
Oh, God, in a shitty car with a bunch of spreaders practicing.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. What do I do? Bring my own oxygen source?
Right. This is a bubble. Wear a spacesuit.
Oh, my God. I think it'd be better knocking yourself out and sleeping in the trunk than being revived when you got to the plate. I don't know. This is gross.
We've got, let's see, elsewhere.
Right.
Going on. You know, there's a new...
people are going to the gym.
We got a new Lincoln Project. God, they're cranking out one or two a day almost.
Hell yes.
That was from Lynette. Thanks, Lynette, for sending this to us.
Danke!
A recent drop from the Lincoln Project. Let's see if...
Thank you, Lynette.
Behold the rare small Paul Trump.
That's the joke I was making earlier, like a David Attenborough kind of David Attenborough narration to a video.
Behold the rare small Paul Trump, Impetus Americanus. Notable for its exotic plumage, the Trump is typically a ruddy orange color not found in nature. Though Impetus was once considered an alpha predator, this elderly specimen now weighs somewhat over 300 pounds.
It's Trump trying to go down that ramp. They're using that footage of him almost holding that general's hand as he went down that ramp. That was very slippery. It was like ice. It was damn slippery, and I have flat shoes, very expensive shoes, I might say. I told you how rich I am?
Rick Wilson must want this guy to blow a gasket, because that is going to...
Specimen now weighs somewhat over 300 pounds due to its diet of fast food. In its youth, it was known to pursue females with other predators like Molestus Epstein. Now it focuses on exploiting its home territory, the United States. Impetus Americanus is known to be a master of deception and considered the most corrupt of its species. Its tweeted cries of anger are meant to distract its prey from its failures as the leader of its pack. Impetus Americanus is considered endangered this November due to its own incompetence and failure.
The Lincoln Project.
God damn, that was great.
Yeah, they're good.
Shit.
They are good.
Impetus. Spot on, too.
Impotus. Americanus.
God, that one thing about his weight is really going to bother him. He's going to make a point. He will. I predict that he will say, "It's only 300 pounds."
Now, well over 300 pounds.
I'm the size of Mike Trout.
And then he grew an inch. Apparently, most people when they get older tend to lose a little bit of height
due to
gravity and shit. But Trump seems to have gone from 6'2" to 6'3". Once he crossed that 329 number.
Well, he has a relationship with reality that is unique. You know, it's
yes, that's a way to put it.
Right. Truthiness.
We've got, don't forget we do this every weekday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the eastern type-ish coast.
Truthiness was George Bush's thing, right? He actually said that. It's some press thing. He said the term truthiness, or...
Did he, or was that a Stephen Colbert thing?
Oh, fuck.
I think that was a Stephen Colbert thing. And you know, we'll give George Bush a little credit. At least he acknowledges those jokes, because he says nowadays even, he goes, sometimes I wonder if I even did say strategery. He's like, I didn't say that. Yeah. How would
Stephen Colbert work now? He wouldn't work. Like, if he did that character, that right-wing nut job character, it wouldn't work.
It's it's too underselling of the parody, of the craziness.
Because really, he would have to be a big-ass racist, right?
Right. He would have to say the N-word.
Yeah, really, to make it believable.
Right, in this day and age.
Yep.
Which brings us to Tucker Carlson.
Boy!
Little fucker.
Oh, Tucker Carlson.
Did you see that little Tucker?
Yes.
Was upsetty pants.
Ooh.
About President Obama's speech.
Oh, my fucking God.
Last night.
That
or yesterday at the
beautiful fucking speech
at the memorial for John Lewis.
That was a beautiful speech. And if you weren't moved, then there's something wrong with you. God.
I'm trying to find the best clip here.
Oh, God, Tucker, you're such a piece of garbage. It bothers me that you have to take time and say, and you're going to bash Obama's speech. How?
Obama, one of the sleaziest and most dishonest figures in the history of American politics, used George Floyd's death at a funeral to attack the police. Here's
So this whole segment is, he calls him like one of the, is an oily politician. How would you feel if some oily politician showed up at your relative's funeral and made a political? John Lewis would have said he didn't go far enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is exactly what John Lewis would have wanted.
Right.
This speech. Because that's who John Lewis was.
Yeah, and I heard the speech, and the speech was about John Lewis and what John Lewis would want of people in America going
and
forward.
what he fought for and literally got his skull cracked for.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't hear the version Tucker heard.
Obama, one of the sleaziest and most dishonest figures in the history of American politics, used George Floyd.
God, sleaziest. What,
sleaziest and most dishonest.
What about Lyndon Johnson? What about the guy in the White House right now?
I was going to say, have you looked
sleaziest
over to the White House recently?
Sleaziest.
Floyd's death at a funeral to attack the police. Here's what he said.
Bull Connor may be gone, but today we witness with our own eyes police officers kneeling on the necks of Black Americans.
Bull Connor. Obama.
Bull Connor.
Sleaziest. You know,
Bull Connor.
You know, Tucker, I got to tell you, if you're going to play Obama's speech, go ahead and do that. But give people a little warning or a buzzer when you're going to start talking, because it is jarring, to say the least, isn't it?
Right, right, right.
Oh, my God.
Bull Connor was a notorious Alabama politician and racist.
Yeah. And
who enforced racial segregation, denying civil rights to Black citizens.
John Lewis is a civil rights icon.
He became an international symbol of institutional racism. Bull Connor directed the use of fire hoses and police attack dogs against civil rights activists. Child protesters were also subject to attacks.
Oh, great.
National media broadcast these tactics on television, horrifying much of the country. The outrages served as catalysts for major social and legal change in the southern United States.
I mean, you know,
and contributed to the passage of the Civil Rights Act. So Bull Connor was so heinous that he helped bring in the Civil Rights Act. And Obama said Bull Connor may be gone, but we're still watching cops kneeling on the necks of Black men. Bull Connor!
Meaning.
Oh, wait. Bull Connor!
Like, Tucker can't imagine that cops are still acting like that.
No, how dare you bring up one of the nastiest racists ever and suggest that's still going on?
Well, what do you call a guy that kneels on George Floyd's neck until he's fucking yeah, dead?
Exactly.
How much nastier can you get than that?
American? Then that's what we should do.
It's hard to believe that clip is real, but it is, down to the cloying fake accent, Mr. Hawaii guy. But take 3 steps back.
Oh, he hates it. They always talk about when Obama starts dropping some of his consonants at the end of his speeches or at the end of his words. Look at him trying to pretend he's black.
You know,
Hawaii guy.
The thing is, a news guy saying that is weird because there's...
News. Don't call him a news
right.
guy. Tucker hasn't done news, I don't think, his whole career.
This racist piece of shit
right.
guy.
Fuck pundit.
This fuck pundit. You know, bringing up that, you know, that accent thing is not newsworthy. There's nothing newsy about it. It's just something.
It's fat material for the racists.
It bothers him for some reason.
Because Obama's pretending to be black.
Because this is.
When he's not, he's from Hawaii.
Is it the virtue signaling thing that it is? Like, they can't imagine someone, these racists can't imagine someone saying something because it's right. Someone having empathy with someone because that's how they feel. These racists can't imagine. So all of this is an act anyway.
It's hard to believe that clip is real, but it is, down to the cloying fake accent.
That was the part where Obama said, and if we need to get rid of the filibuster to save this country, then we need to do it. And that's what.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yes. Why did you? It sounds like Tucker is pressing his Klan robe or something right now. He's
Pardon
ironing.
Me, I speak black.
It's hard to believe that clip is hard real, but it is, down to the cloying fake accent, Mr. Hawaii guy.
They're still, by the way, using about 15 shades darker makeup to pretend there's a chin.
Oh,
on Tucker. He's got, he's got, it's like his neck is dark brown. And they've got a fake chin painted on there.
Get George Lucas down there.
But take 3 steps back. Imagine if some greasy politician showed up at your loved one's funeral and started throwing around stupid partisan talking points about Senate procedure.
Did you notice those people were on their feet, Tucker, applauding President Obama? Reverend Al said, you know, this is kind of the speech that people have been waiting from Obama since Trump was elected.
People wanted this, dude. Right. Nobody wants and John what Lewis you're talking about.
Would have wanted this.
Absolutely.
100%.
And our president wasn't even there. I mean, not that, you know, it's good that he wasn't there, but we have a president that it's not, it feels inappropriate for our president to be at the funeral of John Lewis. That's insane.
And don't you think there's a reason that Trump has spoken at zero funerals?
Because
he won't. He can't make it about anything other than himself.
No, he cannot.
So he would be like, you know, look at this big crowd. It reminds me of my election.
He's a narcissistic fucking rapey, goddamn racist dullard.
And this is what. This is exactly what John Lewis would have wanted, what his family, what everyone loved and would have wanted from this celebration of John Lewis's life and a call to arms.
Yeah, you're listening to Obama talk about something passionately that he fucking cares about, but these racists like Trump, they're dullards. They don't have anything to give a fuck about except hating black.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
Fucking whatever.
Well, and they're not all dullards. I don't think Tucker's a dullard. He's just a scumbag racist.
Yeah, you're right. He is not a dullard.
His viewers are dullards.
Somebody, I wish I could remember the comic, described him as a used boat shoe or a flip flop. It's like a flip flop.
Greasy politician showed up at your loved one's funeral. And started throwing around stupid partisan talking points about Senate procedure. Can you imagine that? You would be shocked if that happened. You'd probably walk out. Desecrating a funeral with campaign slogans? What kind of person would do that? But Democrats in the audience didn't seem offended. They didn't blink. They cheered. It all seemed normal to them. And why wouldn't it? Political power is their religion. It's not out of place in a church. It's what they worship.
Oh, it's what those blacks worship. Not like the good white Protestant churches that love God and the country and the flag. No, you go to those black churches, Ryan. They're all radicals.
Do you think these, like Tucker, does he have to do exercises where he has
tried to be more racist?
Yeah. He's making the biggest case of white supremacy, or that's what he wants, right? He wants to proliferate white supremacy.
He's sure pretending he wants to. If he doesn't,
I mean, it's like, is he? He's trying.
He's
to
surely
do that.
LARPing a white nationalist. Right. If he's not one,
he's trying to do that without putting on a hood.
Barely.
Just put on the hood, dude. We all get it. You're
They're coming for you.
Fuckhead.
They are coming for you, he said a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah,
meaning
yeah.
the blacks, the Black Lives Matter, the protesters.
So what do you
They
what?
Are coming for
if
you.
If so, then
white
what?
People?
Then what do I do, Tucker? Do you want me to buy a gun?
Well, that right?
Why do Republicans make you want to think like we live in this war state, you know?
Because that's the only way they can win, is to fire up an increasingly small number of lunatics to get them to vote for them. And they're desperate because they know that this is probably their swan song.
And the insanity to say that Antifa is out there and we need to have these federal agents looking out for them is crazy if you look at the facts. Where's all the Antifa acts of terrorism? But white supremacy, oh, okay. Now, there's some of that.
There's a lot of that.
It's a fuck ton. No Antifa, though.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We only got a few minutes left during the big show. It's
oh,
flying
shit.
Fucking by.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We've got... Okay, I'm just going to play this.
Awesome.
Hey, guys. Pastor Greg Locke here. I want to give a few of you a moment to start sharing this video and hopping on. But I've got a lot to say, a lot to chit-chat about in the next few minutes, so I'm just going to jump right in. And let me just go ahead and warn you up front. As with many of my videos, not only do you want to buckle in and buckle up and hold on for the ride, some of you may not be able to make the leap with me after this because I'm pretty spitting mad.
Some of you better lube up because I'm going to be po-fucking you.
Is that a good sales speech? This guy's saying, I'm about to say something crazy. And some of you won't get it because you're not smart enough or you don't have the guts. Something like that. He's shaming you
I don't,
into believing it's, whatever.
Yeah, it's not exactly inviting,
It's not nice.
But, I mean, who's watching him?
I don't know. Oh, well,
fuckheads. Yeah, they're already...
Tremendous fuckheads.
They're already pre-coming
oh.
with him talking about this.
Lay down the plastic.
Pastor Greg Locke of Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Fuck you!
I believe we may have played a clip of this asshole once before when he was screaming and yelling about not having the church open.
Oh, my God.
And he was saying, you know, we're open. I'm opening my church, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
This goes on for like 15 minutes, but here's one of the key bits.
Okay.
He's upset because Dunkin' Donuts wanted him to wear a mask.
Oh. I'm not bowing down. I am not in compliance. I am in utter defiance of this. Listen, I'll go to jail over this situation. It is the golden calf. I'm sick of Christians saying things like this. Well, it's just a mask. You know what they used to say? Oh, it's just a baby. It's just a zygote. It's just a growth in the mother's womb. So let's kill it. No, it's not just a mask. It's a compliance device.
God damn.
It's a blood plug. It's a chastity belt.
You know, I got to look at this guy, and he looks like an asshole. He really
oh,
does.
Oh, right. A military haircut,
yes.
Goatee, weird goatee.
Yeah,
he looks like he works out way too much.
Shit, yes. Where do you want to put that compliancy device?
Oh, yeah.
Soldier.
Zygote. It's just a growth in the mother's womb, so let's kill it. No, it's not just a mask. It's a compliance device. This is not about safety. This is about surrendering of our rights. Can I remind you, this is still the United States of America. This is not communism. This is not China. This ain't North Korea. I don't live in Haiti. I don't live some other country somewhere where I'm under the guise of communism and socialism. This is the United States of America. Y'all hear me? Trump 2020.
Pastor.
Oh, my God.
Pastor.
Like a Christian faith kind of Jesus
No, sure.
Shit.
Trump 2020. whoop, whoop.
Doesn't, you know, I'm not.
He should lose his tax exempt status right then and there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got it.
He
just said Trump 2020. Whoop, whoop.
And also, too, I mean, I don't know. I'm not in that biz, but it sounds like this. He's not real Christ-like here.
In the wake of a threatening online rant from anti-LGBT pastor Greg Locke, Dunkin' Donuts has now announced that it will now require all customers to wear masks in all of its stores.
Now, wait. Now, we have to thank this guy. He did that. That guy affected a lot of change. I mean, that's a big deal. There's Dunkin' Donuts everywhere.
At some point in the rant, I don't have that. Maybe I'll try to find... I have the whole thing, which is 15 fucking minutes long, but I don't have that specific clip. I'll find that for Monday, maybe. At one point, he says, he tells us that he threatened to knock the employee's teeth down his throat. This is, again, these poor frontline workers who are making shit and literally putting their lives on the line so you can get your fucking donut and coffee.
And who is behaving worst in this whole pandemic? Right. It's these Jesus fuckheads.
He said he threatened to knock a Dunkin' Donuts teeth down his throat. The video has been viewed nearly 6 million times on Facebook. Locke said the employee, who he called Nazi Skippy, asked him to wear a mask next time he's in the store. They didn't even say, we're not going to serve you. They're like, hey, next time you come, you need to, could you wear a mask?
And I'm sorry, but what are you, Nazi Skippy? That's what he called him?
Locke says he pushed open the door with his foot on the way out, and the employee falsely accused him of trying to break the door's glass. You know this little snowflake kicked that glass door.
Oh, he was mad.
Right.
He was angry.
I said, if you call me a liar one more time, I'm going to take these work boots, I'm going to kick your teeth down your throat.
God, and quit yelling, man. This guy in the Dunkin' Donuts, the Jesus guy, is yelling. Droplets, droplets. It doesn't matter what you're saying. Right. Virus. And people like this guy, you know he could be spreading this shit.
This is from Towel Road. Locke, a staunch anti-masker and full-fledged COVID-19 denier, said in another video this week that he will go to jail before halting services at Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Well, that's
He says
acceptable.
The pandemic is a hoax.
Well, that's acceptable to me. That means that building won't have mass gatherings if this dickhead is sitting in a jail somewhere.
In his video about Dunkin' Donuts, he says he's also willing to go to jail over mask requirements.
Well, you did a good... That guy, that stupid fucking preacher, got Dunkin' Donuts to change their policy.
Right.
So
I guess it was a good thing.
Well, you think about all the Dunkin' Donuts around this country. There's a fuck ton.
And they're doing that because I think they left it up to the local. Maybe it's franchised or something. And... I think this local one said, yeah, we prefer you have masks, but they, you notice they didn't throw him out. He got his fucking donuts.
Right.
The guy just said, hey, when you come back, you're going to have, could you please wear a mask? He got angry, kicked the door.
Yes.
I have no doubt. And the employee was like, hey, you tried to break the glass. You shouldn't do that. And then he lost his mind and said, I'm going to knock your teeth in with my work boots. This is a Christian pastor, by the way.
The guy runs
Turn the other cheek. Yeah.
And meanwhile, this frontline worker's risking his health to get this dickhead a fucking donut. Right.
All these workers should get double pay for all of this. Because not only do they have to put up with the regular scum assholes that treat frontline workers like that like shit. There's a new level of Trumpist anti-maskers out there that have taken the assholitude to an entire new level. That they have to put up with.
Yeah, and they're fucked up.
Physically being attacked.
Yeah.
One guy got shot, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
Because they asked an asshole to put a mask on.
And the Dunkin' Donuts Corporation making all their stores wear masks is the way to go, right? You got to make everybody do it. Ugh.
We got to get the fuck out of here. We're going to do it again next week, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 every fucking weekday. Then always available on your favorite podcasting application. Crabdiving.com. Oh. I didn't mean to press that button. Ryan is doing some stuff on the internet. Go to radarcomedy.com or check out his Instagram @radarcomedy. His Twitter is @radarcomedy. or his webpage, or his Facebook page is Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a blessed, safe weekend, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.